And this is John McHugh again. I want to address a few questions that were introduced by a comment on my blog earlier this week. First of all, the question about male hormone supplementation and is it dangerous and determining whether it's necessary or not. First of all, if you don't have prostate cancer, then male supplementation is not a problem. So in the case presented below, this person has an elevated PSA and has had numerous, and I would say very numerous, biopsies, which have not shown prostate cancer. So in my mind, he's safe from a purely prostate cancer perspective to use male hormone supplementation. Now here's a tricky thing about testosterone. The normal value in males ranges from around 300 to 800. So a person could have their testosterone obtained and it's 350. Well, that's in the normal range, but it might be for them, they need to be 550, 650 or so. So really the only way you know is to give someone a trial of testosterone. That can be by way of either a month's supply of gels like Testem or Androgel, or even a IM injection of the testosterone emulsion, which lasts for 2 weeks, and then see if it helps. If it helps in terms of energy levels and sex drive, you need it. Oftentimes men will say, well, I didn't see any benefit. Well, they don't need it if they're in the normal value. And then finally, if you have an elevated PSA and you've had biopsies, a lot of biopsies, as this patient has, you probably don't have prostate cancer. The PSA is spurious. It is a red herring. It's not real. And this is commonly found with PSA. The idea of changing physicians, as a rule, is not a good idea. You have to start over. They have to get the records. And I usually do not recommend that if you have some degree of confidence in your physician. So is testosterone safe if you don't have prostate cancer? From a purely urologic perspective, it is. Should you change physicians if you're pleased with their care? No. And if you have a high PSA and negative biopsies, the chances are you do not have prostate cancer. Is it 100%? No. However, in those patients with an elevated PSA, we continue to keep an eye on them and may consider another biopsy if the PSA remains elevated or there's a change in what we call an upward velocity. Well, this is John McHugh, Prostate Diaries, and I hope that this has been helpful with this one caveat of sometimes a difficult management of low testosterone, testosterone replacement, and its relationship to prostate cancer.